Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Okay, public discussion of any items not on the agenda. Okay. All right, item three, consideration of the minutes. How do we feel? How do they look?
I'll move approval.
All right.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, we've got the extended conversation of the old post office gallery program. But first, the exhibition calendar, call for artists, and emerging artist mentorship round.
Do you want me to introduce the item, or do you want to lead it?
Do you feel chatty today? Do you want to introduce the item?
Let's
have you introduce, since you drafted it.
Sure. Okay, so at your last meeting, as you remember, we approved the old post office gallery program at the Senior Center. So next step would just be a few different decision-making points. So those are all covered in that memo that was in your agenda packet. So the few things that we would need to decide would be, one, reviewing and potentially approving the 2026 exhibition calendar. So as of now, that would include the Parables of the Future Black Future Fest in January and February, which you heard about last month. And then in March and April, the Senior Center would curate an artist to exhibit the way they do now, simply because we don't have the time between now and then to like quickly put out a call for artists, select someone, and give them enough lead time to install. So we would just let the Senior Center curate for March and April, and then for May and June, which aligns with Older Americans months, they usually do something to feature their members' work, and then the gallery walk as well. So then we would issue a call for artists early in the new year of 2026, which would then fill those spaces for July, August, September, October, November, and December. We'd have the opportunity for one of those periods to be the emerging artist round. So that would mean we would be we'd issue a special call for artists separate from that general call, where we would look to find a kind of inexperienced or early career first-time artist who would like to exhibit, pair them with a mentor who would kind of guide that emerging artist through best practices with exhibit prep, displaying, pricing, and just professionally presenting themselves during a gallery show. And then we'd provide a stipend for both of them. The emerging artist would receive $150, and then the mentor would receive a $200 honorarium. So that's kind of the first decision point, would be approval of that calendar, and then determining whether you want to offer that new and emerging artist round for 2026. That's really just approving like the staff time and then that $350 budget. And then there's a draft 2026 call for artists in there. If you have any comments on that, please share. We'd want to approve that once you feel like it's final or close to final. And then finally, which would be the next agenda item, we would want to nominate a PAC member to serve on that 2026 selection committee.
So my question for the, like, for 2027, would it be, as far as PAC stuff, it would be the, obviously, January and February would probably stay with Senior Center, and then the Older Americans month, May through June. But the four, those other four exhibition periods would move over to a call for artists, and then...
For 2027?
Yes. Just thinking through, like, the general plan moving forward.
I can speculate only, but I would guess that, yeah, definitely the Older Americans Month and Arts Fest would continue to be curated by the Senior Center. January and February, I'm not sure about if that's something they'd want to continue doing or if that would be part of the call. So I would say, yeah, there will be more spots for the call for artists through 2027 would be my guess.
Sure.
Hard to say.
I had some thoughts about the how to apply.
Sure.
Just that you have digital images, artwork information, artist statement. Should there be a CV? Like a one-page, two-page CV?
Yeah, that makes sense to include.
It's sort of a standard.
Yeah.
It's certainly in keeping with the public art matching grant.
Yeah. You know. That was the one thing I noticed.
And then I had a question on this. So it's a total for the new and emerging artist mentor, artist mentorship program of 350, but then it mentioned under item number one, a $250 expense. Would that other 100 be coming from the senior center, or I feel like this was mentioned at the last meeting. I'm sorry.
I don't see 250. Where are you seeing that?
It's under item number one where it says suggested action.
That would be a typo.
Okay. Just checking.
I think the plan would be it would come from the public art budget, but if you feel like that is not, if you don't agree with that, we could ask the senior center or something else.
No, I assumed it was a typo, but then you're like, maybe I missed something at the last meeting. I was really excited to hear about the January, February.
Their money pool.
Yeah. So I was like, ah. Anyway.
I think we should include the emerging artist. I would propose maybe we do the September, October, or one of the fall ones in case the person is a student and is elsewhere over the summer.
Yeah.
We might have a bigger pool because a lot of people have a different job elsewhere. I think September, October would be cool because then you have the summer to prep.
Yep. I just feel like you could tie that in, or at least if it were a student artist, you could kind of tie that in with the beginning, back to school, feeling the momentum before things get too wild with finals and things. Leslie, Anita, how do you feel about the academic calendar, emerging artists, and a September-October show?
I think in October would be ideal.
But it's a two-month thing, so... Right.
Yeah, so it would be like the exhibition period would be September and October.
Oh, okay. Would it be beginning of September?
I think it's the whole month.
We'll work with each artist, but it would be we would aim for it to be the bulk of those 2 months. Each one will probably be slightly different depending on when they can install.
Because, if you're thinking college students, a lot of them over the summer, in the summer, don't have places to work. It's a hard. They all have this idea of I'm going to go home and work in the garage, or mom's basement, and it doesn't happen. And so I just like spring, early spring. Like, what are some of the other possibilities? Could it be like a February, March, or does that make sense?
I guess in future years, that could always be the January, February, since it's booked this year, but not in the future. We could do it.
And then they could actively be working in the fall, and whoever the mentor is going to be logistically, I think. And that works better, too, because it won't get in the way, depending on where, I'm just thinking of undergraduates, like the population I know. A lot of them have honors projects. They might be working towards their final exhibition if they're a BFA. Not that they would have to be for this, but because we have a lot of great students who just don't want it. The BFA is so art intensive. They have broad interests. But those shows tend to be later in the semester, in the spring. And so this would be, it would be helpful to us. In terms of getting them, giving them that experience before their shows. But I just feel like it would be easier. I just know over the summer they have these ambitions and then they have to get jobs and they lose access to their studios and to the buildings and to the facilities over the summer.
It certainly could be a student. It also could just be like an emerging artist, right? One thing to think about, which just came to mind as we're talking through this, is thinking about all the calls that we'll need to put out over the next few months. So in January, we would do the call for artists for this gallery program. In around that same time, we would also do the public art matching grant launch. And then in April, we'll probably do the call for the next round of Sculptor Showcase. So there'll just be a few of those. So thinking backwards on when would be a good time to put out this separate call for the emerging artist round. just to not clutter everything too much in that springtime period.
So that could be in the fall, maybe?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Right, which then would make sense then for a show in after the first of the year. Well, that's a really fast turnaround.
Yeah.
But if we did we put out the call in the spring and then did the decision in late summer, would that be a possibility?
Yeah, I think it's all a possibility. Kind of hearing what you're saying, it sounds to me like maybe your decision is, if September and October is not ideal timing for some of the audience you think may be interested in this, then either you're looking at doing the November, December, or pushing it, not having it in the 2026 calendar year, but it would be in the 2027 calendar year.
I would say the November, December, or the January, February time slots would be more conducive for any artist in either, if this is an emerging young artist in school, be it grade school or high school, I mean, that'd be precocious, but who knows? Who knows, maybe. But, you know, but I think a high school, they're pretty good, you know, that could be a possibility. And then undergraduates, too, would be a possibility. How are we defining? That's always a big thing of the, because, I mean, I'm like, am I emerging? Am I mid-career? What am I? So, you know, I think it's hard to, you know, and I think you do have to put some parameters. Age is not always the best, you know, definer, but it may be somebody who has never had a solo show would be, like, how are we going to define emerging?
Yeah, we'll have to do that before
That's mm-hmm. super important, but, yeah.
So then it seems like, you know, I'm almost hesitant to even, I feel like the January and February might just, maybe just should stay with the Senior Center in terms of, I know for the last couple of years, at least that I've known about, you know, they do a big gala and Black History Month is a big focus. So then I would hate to do that. So I almost feel like the emerging artists, maybe with what we're talking about, might be best in November, December.
I think that's doable. Especially if they know about it, like if we announce that sometime either in the spring or the summer, mm-hmm. but it does still keep things clustered, which was Rachel's idea of dispersing things. I mean, usually, you know, I'm such a prima donna, but I'm like solo show. I want 2 years. But these students work faster than me.
So then realistically, you do think then that we could get the emerging artists going for 26?
Yeah, I just think September, October would be, I'm just thinking if it's an undergraduate college student as an emerging artist, I think that's intense. That would be hard. I think for the mentor and the student that might not be in the same geographic area, that creates complications. Mm-hmm. I've had to supervise students over the summer. It's not easy. It's a lot of cat wrangling.
Okay. If people are often working, thinking of people that are graduating and then maybe are the emerging artists. Like if people are working toward a spring show, then they have the summer to refine.
Right.
Or the early fall to refine. Maybe that the November, December would be good for people who have graduated and are now trying to
make a go of it. It can suit many more people. Mm-hmm. But I agree with that. February is a month where the Senior Center probably wants to do something thematic.
So did we decide, it sounds like maybe we wait till 2020, the next year for the emerging artists, or did I misunderstand?
Yes, yeah. We would wait till next year, but we would have to do the call, because it would be next fall, so it would be a year from now, right?
That was not my understanding.
I mean, couldn't we make the call for now. For a year from
now? But we're saying 2026, November, yeah. December 2026. Yeah. Yes. So it'd be in next calendar year.
Right, yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not pushing it to the 2027 spring. Okay.
I think I'm having like the fiscal year 26, like fiscal year 27, like.
These numbers are just big. I feel like it's 1985.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like then the emerging artist and mentor artist program is a winner for this year. And moving forward, so then we should do the suggested action, perhaps. Good job of cueing us.
Word the motion.
As a part of the call, do we have a layout of what show space is available?
Yes, we're working on that.
Okay, just so I mean, because part of it too is understanding how many pieces. Yeah. I'm going to need to have, right, to be able to,
Okay. It's kind of hard, as you can probably imagine, like, depending on what people are showing.
Right.
Some one person did a quilt show versus if you're doing, like, photography, it's different. But we're working on creating some photos of the space, video of the space, and then just, like, the wall space dimensions so they kind of have an idea.
I do have one other question, and I'm sorry, I was a little bit late, so maybe all this has been discussed, but about like not only defining what is emerging, which I think needs to be happens, but also how, who does what? Like you have the emerging artist and you have the mentor. Is it up to, and I think it should be, so I'll kind of editorialize my comments, but that the artist needs to find their mentor and have that in place in terms of their application? Because we've played matchmaker before, and I don't
Right. I think we can apply some of the lessons we learned through our South District Bench project. What I was thinking moving forward would be the call for artists that I have in here would be for that general call, which we'd be looking to issue, you know, shortly after the new year. And then for this emerging mentor round, we wouldn't issue that call until, if we're going to do it November, December, sometime in the summer, maybe. So
I think we want to do it in the spring. I would say like April.
April. Okay. Yeah. Again, we'll just have to like time it with the sculpture showcase announcement, but we'll need to take another meeting to talk about the emerging artist round.
Okay.
But I
think April, I'm just thinking of like high schools. I mean, how emerging is emerging, but high schools, undergraduate programs. It's just a great way to be disseminating information.
Okay. I'll make sure I get it on one of our agendas for closer to the spring or late winter.
Yeah, what defines emerging is a really good, I'm glad we have
I still feel
time
like
to
I
think
am.
About
you know, in certain
that
circles,
definition.
I'm emerging.
No, we have had...
Never had a New York show?
No. I would hate to put an age limit on it because I know actually quite a few people that had a career retired and then began as artists.
I agree. I think it's a nice opportunity and age is, it doesn't work in this situation.
But I think it's really exciting to have like different ways of playing out with the emerging artist depending on their age and I don't know, needs, desires of and outcomes with this. Sounds exciting.
Personally, I think like just define has never had a solo exhibition could be a good, but that would take out BFA students who are recently graduated or, but so I think it's a longer conversation, but things to think about.
All right.
Or never had a solo exhibition outside of a school context.
So I think Rachel's looking for a motion.
Yeah.
All right. Looking for a motion on approving the offering the new emerging artist mentorship exhibition in 2026 and then also approving the $350 expenses to put towards those honor material stipend and the honorarium for the mentor.
So moved.
All right.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Okay, so that one, and then we'll just move right down the list. of things. All right. So exhibition calendar next, it looks like, is item kind of two in the memorandum. We've got... Rachel, would you consider this an amended, perhaps, schedule, given that we've maybe decided on the emerging artist, kind of when we would want the exhibition, at least for 2026?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right, so given the calendar, we've gotten the memorandum, and then we've talked about November, December, potentially for the emerging artist exhibit to go there. Looks like we're looking for another motion to approve the proposed gallery exhibition calendar.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, the call for artists. Review that up, that call. What are we thinking on this call?
I've got the suggestion for the CV down already.
What?
To add the CV to the application.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we've got that. I was wondering, and maybe this is my own thing, where it says eligibility. I like that you've mentioned the 25% commission. Would you just want to add a sentence to give the reasons on that? It's more of like a taste style kind of question. I know it seems like it, you know, sometimes I like the idea of giving the reason in my own things of like, why are we doing this? There are costs. Nobody's making real money on this. But, you know, potentially having the reason just as a second sentence there. And then I think there might be a grammar in that same paragraph of selected artists may off.
I'm teaching an AI class this next semester. I'm laughing at this. It's also like Photoshop now has a lot of AI in it. Like, so who's going to figure out that?
You're going to figure it out in the class, and then you're going to be setting everything.
Well, no, I mean, it's already.
Yeah.
It's just, it's becoming such an integrated tool, a generative tool. It's funny that it's in there.
So we'll remove the November-December period from the, like, the first paragraph area, because that'll be the emerging artist.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then in the selection piece, I assume that will go to a total of two to four artists will be selected for the 2026, since we'll have one less available slot. Yeah. Or do you want to leave it 3 to 6?
Yeah, 2 to 4 makes sense. We can note in there that there will be a future call for an emerging round somewhere.
Yeah, either a future call or you could have it all together, you know.
I don't think we're quite ready because we have all those questions unanswered and we'd need to get this one out a little quicker.
Okay.
But maybe in future years. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was trying to look at one of my notes, and I think the note is just dumb, so I don't think it
just seems... Come on, there's no dumb notes.
No, but there is. I think once I thought it through, I was like, this doesn't quite work the same way. All right. Call for artists. We have reviewed, considered. Any more ongoing thoughts to get out beforehand? All right. As Rachel suggested, motion to approve the proposed... call for artists with some amendments.
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Okay. Look at that. Okay. Item 6, public art matching grant program approval.
I think we skipped.
Oh, gosh, did we?
Just... Item 5.
I don't. Okay. Darn. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
We'll back up to 5. All right, nomination of a PAC member for Artist Selection Committee of the Old Post Office Gallery Program.
We probably want that person to be an artist, right? I'm just ruling myself out.
I'm open, but I'm open.
Go for it.
I'm good with that.
I would be happy to.
Oh, yay. Awesome.
But I am a little like the East German judge, I gotta say, on these committees. I tend to be tough. I do.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. You want a good, you know? Yeah. Somebody has to keep it East German.
I'll make a motion to nominate Anita as our representative for our river.
Second.
Hi, Judge. Yeah.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
You got yourself completely appointed.
It just—it feels like just an extension of what I do all the time.
Yeah, no, that was good. All right, sorry. I'm excited for you, Anita.
Thank you.
All right, item six.
I would have to recuse myself if I know people.
That is true.
Not like I know everybody, but that is a thing that I would have.
If you feel like it's an issue, we can always nominate a different person for the emerging round.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm going to know a lot of people anyway. And that's the thing about being, you know, it's like my cohorts and your cohorts. Like, it's like we just know these people.
If it feels like it gets too political for you, and you're just like, I have to recuse myself all the time, we might have to rethink.
Transparent about everything and you do have to determine, do I need to, you just have to make a judgment call and be transparent about your relationships.
So no corruption from you?
No.
All right.
Hardcore.
All right. Item six. All right, now we can move on to public art matching grant program approval since I skipped five. I'm sorry, Anita, but I'm glad. Look at this. Rachel's helping to rectify this and keep me on it.
There's a lot in that one conversation.
So on the I don't want to overstep, Andrea. I'll just introduce again the same memo for the public art matching grant. We just never got a formal approval for that one last time we talked about this. It was just an opportunity for you guys to review and make suggestions for this upcoming 2026 round. So today I would ask that you just approve the final kind of grant guidelines and then the $15,000 budget amount. And if you do choose to approve, then we would aim to announce that application period in January, have the applications due in March, and then make funding awards at that April 2nd Public Art Advisory Committee meeting.
I had a question on the eligible matching funds, and again, so with commodity supplies, I get the physical items, I get that, but with it as a matching fund, would it just be, thinking of this as a pre-purchased item, and so you'd already have the cost on that, or how?
I suppose it could be, pre-purchased or something. I mean, like, as you're generating a budget, you typically have an idea of what the cost of materials are, right?
Well, right, on the expenses, but then on the eligible matching funds, I'm just thinking of, like, how one would use those commodities as a match.
The amount of the cost of the supplies.
Does
that make sense?
No, it makes sense to me now. I've got the context in my head that works.
Yeah. Right. That's confusing.
Thoughts, feelings, opinions, vibes on this? All right.
I don't have any comments.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll do an official motion to approve as listed.
To approve. Is this?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Rachel. This has really developed so nicely, I think. I appreciate all that work that you've put into just, you know, over the past couple of years.
Well, you guys have thought a lot about it and put some intentionality to it, so you deserve the credit.
Put written words to it. I think it's a lot.
All right, the January PAC meeting date.
Yeah, so the regular, where our meeting would fall in January, is the New Year holiday. So just wanted to have a quick conversation about how you want to proceed with that, if you want to cancel or reschedule it till later in January. As of right now, I'll be working behind the scenes to be releasing the announcement for the gallery program, the call for artists, as well as the matching grant program. So I have all the approvals I need for those two. So there's nothing that I can anticipate that's going to need like timely approval in January. But of course, if you wanted to reschedule the meeting, we always have things to work on. So it's really up to you and your schedules and what you want to do.
Can I ask about if we've heard back from the advisory committee, if that their report has been
submitted? The Arts Alliance Feasibility Study.
Alliance, yeah.
Yes, that is going to be later than expected, I think. So we had the steering committee meetings always end up like a week after the PAC meeting, so I never have a very timely update for you. But the next steering committee meeting, of course, is next week. Under the original timeline, the consultant had planned to deliver like the final, not the final, but a draft of the final report with recommendations. And they're not quite ready for that. The group feels like there's still a few outstanding conversations to be had. So the next meeting will just be a continuation of what's been going on with discussion and decision making, and then I think the consultant would aim to have that draft final recommendation, I'm not sure when, sometime in January probably. So I think we won't have the answer by that meeting either.
Okay, so yeah. that was why, like, it was like, well, if they'll have it by early, you know, then we could do a mid-Jan.
Yeah.
But if you think it would wait until that February, or if you think it would create a bottleneck with too much for February, with that and everything else. I guess I'm just trying to get a sense of just making sure we can accomplish everything we need to in February, or at that meeting. That would determine if we need a January meeting for me.
Kind of thinking ahead, we will want to do just like our annual bylaws review. We'll have to elect a chair. These would be things to do after the new year. Just check in on our maintenance plan at some point. But then more of the programmatic stuff, so like the sculpture showcase and the public art matching grant, neither of those will hit in January or February.
Well, I'm just wondering if it would just help, at least in terms of like orienting the new PAC members, to have like a January meeting with a little bit of, I don't want to call it an informational session, but to have a meeting to just, even if it's like introducing them.
And doing that the second week of January instead of that first week.
Does that work for the majority of the group?
Yeah,
second Thursday?
The 8th, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, same time. Great, we'll plan on that. So that would be, just look at the calendar, January 8th at 3:30.
Oh my gosh, it is January 1st, isn't it?
Unless there's going to be champagne, it sounds like maybe the 1st is not the best.
I should probably make sure myself before I...
This vague relationship with dates, I was always sort of surprised, like, huh?
Okay. I would take a motion to reschedule the January meeting.
So moved.
All right.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Now I'm just imagining you're getting very East German with your efficiency and your time and the date. And just clocking it. All right. Item 8, we have staff updates. Anything exciting?
I just shared a little bit about the Alliance study, which I know a few of you had asked about. So other than that, I don't think I have much to share unless there's questions of anything. I would say, so this would be, we have two terms ending. So Stephanie's term ends December 31st of 2026. She was filling an unexpired term. And then Andrea's term is also ending. So Andrea is has had a long tenure on the Public Art Advisory Committee. So we have a plaque to acknowledge your.
Oh my
service.
God! But can we please just spell this PLAAC and then it's just
absolutely
the back.
And then it's will
thank
do
you.
So.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know, I can't believe you're leaving.
You've made a big mark on public art throughout your time on
but
the
again,
committee.
I've told you, it's like the nonprofit board vibes. It's the karma. I don't want to be stuck with anybody terrible for like, they won't be off the board. So. Is it okay if I open it up fully?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Right. Okay. It looks so official. It's going to go on my office wall.
Just go in your office door. Oh, nice.
I would knock it off the door and break
it.
Oh,
that's so pretty.
Thank you.
It's
sleek and chic.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And then also, thank you, Rachel, for taking it seriously. I don't know. Again, I just really appreciate the level of care because sometimes I'm like, oh, is the economic development going to like overtake everything? So thank you for dedicating the time to it. Leslie, thank you for your outreach and your position at the university and for being a really great person to have on this committee as a university person. And I just like you. I like everybody. I'm going to get around to everybody. Sophie, thank you for your architecture background and my own curiosity about the building industry and just conversations on that and bringing the kind of like architectural engineering design perspective. Anita, thank you for bringing the artist and also the student artist perspective to this. It's made me think a lot about artistic labor and labor and payment a lot more and in a more intentional manner. So I've appreciated that. Sure. Julie, thank you. I have learned a lot in thinking about risk management and not only just in terms of parks, but in terms of artworks themselves, which again, I don't have to do that in my job, but I think a lot more about risk management and also being a director, but having an artistic practice, it's been really fascinating to kind of watch and observe. Ron, I have learned about cement versus concrete, and I feel like I'm just so excited about that. And also having to think through a little bit more of the structure of art. So it's not just the art object, but how do you place it in a public art setting in a very practical and concrete, literally concrete sometimes, way. And it's just been nice to have to think through that because usually I'm thinking about art and in like a museum setting, which is a different thing. So it's been really nice to have that very much public art, practical considerations of outdoor conversations. And also, I'm so excited for your staff and that you've also been kind enough to say, sure, we'll take on the bronze sculptures. We'll add something else to our job. But I'm really appreciative that you're willing to do that and that your staff is willing to do that. So.
Thank you.
Do you all have staff updates?
No. Not today.
All right. But you will later on in the spring, Ron.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. All right. Older. I know. We've got to really build, again, I told Rachel, I'm really hoping that City Channel 4 will interview you or your staff and somehow conservation and sexy will work its way into, City Channel 4 programming.
I'm excited.
I'm hoping it can be dropped in there.
I'll make a note.
Thank you. You make that note and you do it. And then I'll just be like, Ron, you're the best public works director ever.
I did make her remove that from her PowerPoint earlier this year to the city council.
Yeah.
Well, on my own personal, if the job is really good, I might spell sexy with three X's on my own personal social media about like how awesome city staff is with their conservation efforts. Item 9, old or new business. Okay, didn't think so. That never seems to get very much action.
It's the, you know, it's the alignment. We kind of touch on that.
That's true. Things. Yeah, yeah. All right. It's 4:14. Anybody want to make the motion to approve? Oh, you have, anybody want a second? Ron.
Motion to approve, a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right.
Seconded a lot. There you go.
That's all right. That's what you're doing.
I'm a good follower.
Keeping us on with that East German. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Oh, I'm so glad.